You mentioned being bribed with being able to have friends to stay the night. What are your memories of friends' reactions to diabetes?
Well, her friends have obviously played a huge role in her diabetes. She's like a really sociable person, spends probably 90% of her time with friends. And at first, obviously, I know Mum had several or many discussions with her friends about what it meant and sort of teaching them a few things about diabetes, because to a certain extent they did have a responsibility of Tasha, and there's some friends which I remember have been really, really good, who sort of often even take my mum aside today and sort of ask her, how's it going, is there anything I should be doing, and things like that. And on the other hand, maybe friends that aren't such close friends but who she spends a bit of time with, maybe less useful, who don't know as much about it, who don't know my mum and haven't spoken to her, will be maybe that they'll have sort of sweets on them. I'll see them coming in and they'll have their arms full of sweets and chocolates, and which can be really unhelpful. And But she's got a huge variety of friends who will help in different ways.
What about when she goes to stay the night with friends?
Well, that's been a sort of continuing debate. And at first, there would certainly be only the sort of closest ones that we could really rely on. It would be mainly to do with the parents, because Mum would have to explain the responsibility. I mean, it's especially when she was first diagnosed and her diabetes was all over the place, and it's a really big responsibility for the parents, and my mum was definitely grateful if they were willing to take on that responsibility, as long as they really sort of understood exactly what it meant and what to do. So she'd always write a little letter with a few instructions or something, just in case anything went wrong, and make sure she had our phone number. And I remember one weekend where Tasha actually went away for the weekend with a family that we're quite close with. And that was a big deal, spending the whole weekend. And Mum wanted lots of phone calls from Tasha, and with the blood sugar results each time and each night to make sure she was having the right food. And I remember she'd obviously spoken to the parents and made arrangements. And I remember on the times that she did get the phone calls, she wasn't happy. Either Tasha hadn't done the blood sugars, or she wasn't ringing when she was meant to, and the parents of the friend she was with weren't encouraging Tasha to do that, when I'm sure they'd been through it all. I remember when Tasha got back from that weekend, Mum was really wanting to go round and speak to them about that whole weekend, because she wasn't happy at all about it. But that created quite an argument, because that would have been horribly embarrassing for Tasha. And I definitely took Tasha's side on that one, I think. Although it sort of needed to be for future, anything in the future, like another weekend like that, it would need to be cleared up that it's more serious than they had taken that weekend. It would be much nicer for Tasha to make sort of a smaller deal out of these things, so that she doesn't feel like she's special in any way, so she's not making a big thing out of diabetes. She doesn't want diabetes to be a big thing about her. You know, the smaller you can make it, the better, I think.